be ministered to by the Rodriguez family. They will share testimony and sing a song. And so let us be encouraged. So let us begin with a short prayer. Father, we thank you for being with us this morning. I pray that you will be with the Rodriguez family as they minister to us this morning. Open our hearts, open our ears, and may we be blessed, may we be encouraged as we need encouragement so much these days. We thank you and we praise you for the Rodriguez family and for all families. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Good morning, church family. It is my joy to be among you, giving honor, praise, and glory to the Most High God this morning. 2020 and up to now, the world is experiencing a great shaking, great test from the Lord. When our family was tested in a way that, like so many others, we contacted this virus, we were troubled deeply. But somehow, it brought my family to be united in prayers, coming unto Him with our earnest declaration of our faith. And the Lord God, I knew, listened, and He always listened to our prayers each time. It brought us more closer to Him, and I know that it is the ultimate purpose of God for each of us to trust Him fully. The pandemic that came unto this world is such a great test for humanity. It is worldwide, family after family, places after places, nation after nation. And the governments all over the world seem to be out of resources to combat this pandemic. The people are fearful, and that is the design of the enemy, to put fear into the hearts of the people. I am grateful to our Heavenly Father for His love. I am giving us His Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Satan will have no power in us. Instead of fear, we put our faith on Him. I praise you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for this. I will always praise you, Lord, for all His plans and His purposes. There are many of us all over the world who are still in fear. Many are struggling. Many are grieving for the loss of their loved ones. It is our duty as people of God to pray and intercede for them who are suffering, that they may find peace and joy in the Lord. I express my thankfulness to you, my Christ, for all the works that you have done unto us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One of my favorite lines of the scriptures can be found in Psalm 91. Actually, the whole Psalm 91, but if I read all of this, maybe my daughter and my husband will have no time to give theirs. So I'll just give few of the lines that I really am so amazed by the things that the Lord has promised us. It is Psalm 91. It says here, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, may God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you from his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler." I am really grateful to be in the family of God. I am grateful for all His words, for all His plans, for all His purposes. I am so thankful that He chose me, He chose us to be part of Him. He let us know of His plans, that through His Son, Jesus Christ, by the blood that He that our Lord Jesus Christ shed for us, we belong to His family. I am so grateful for this wonderful plan of God for the redemption of Christ in us, that we have hope that if we live through in Christ and if we die in Christ, we will not suffer, and we will have that promise that God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, will give us the promise of eternity. And I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for these promises. Amen.
Good morning, church. I just also want to take this opportunity to thank all of you. Like, I am just so grateful for all the prayers that went out and continue to go for me and my family. I want you all to know I'm so deeply thankful for that, and that our Father in Heaven really and truly heard your prayers and answered them. So I'm so, so, so thankful, and I'm grabbing this opportunity to express my gratitude to you all for all those prayers. Last year, 2020, was really a tough year. It's really a year like no other. And many of us have been tested in our faith, and that was especially the case for my family. Just before the year ended, as you all know, we all contracted COVID. All of us were down, but my dad was especially the one who had the severe symptoms. He needed oxygen support, and it was very tough when we couldn't be with him in the hospital. Nobody is allowed. And he was alone there. It was really tough that time. I saw how my mom was very... she's also not feeling well. All of us had the body aches and bad fever, and we were just all down in the bed while my dad was in the hospital. But I saw how my mom still took care of us, the family, even though she was not feeling good herself. And that was difficult. For part of it, I was hospitalized myself for a non-COVID related medical condition. And there was a point when I was faced with three surgeries, one immediate surgery for my abdomen and two other ones. I learned the two other surgeries that I have to do the same week that I was hospitalized, two surgeries for each of my arms. But then here it comes. I love these two words, but God. But God delivered us all from our ordeal in His mercy and grace and love. And so I am just so grateful for Him. He has fought other battles for me personally in the past. So I knew and I fully trusted that He has got my family in His mighty hands. And I praise and thank Him that during those time when I was so sick and bad as well, the body aches were so bad, and I was just in tears because I felt so helpless for my dad. I couldn't help him. Nobody could visit him. During those times, it was His Holy Spirit that was comforting me, ministering to me that all will be well. It's going to be okay. He's got this. I thank Him for His Spirit for that. And for so long, I have been praying for my family, especially for my brothers and sisters, to have the peace, the same peace that the Lord has given me. I want them to experience that kind of peace as well. And God, in His sovereign power, He used the challenges of our life. He used the suffering of our life. And especially in general, what's happening in the world, the chaos, the suffering that's happening all over the world, He used that to give salvation to my youngest sister, Carissa, who I love so much. And I just praise Him. I know He's doing things in the background, even in the middle of, you know, hardship. And I just hope that one day my sister Carissa can, you know, tell you her testimony herself. I don't want to be insensitive to the things that are happening in the world. I know it's very difficult. Many are really challenged. And I know for myself personally, I'm only able to deal with my days, even with the daily struggles that I have with, you know, my conditions. I'm only able to do that because of Jesus in my life. And I think of the lost. I think of the people who don't know him, don't have the hope that we have in Jesus. And so I think of them and pray for them. But I know even in bad times, even in really difficult times, God is moving. He's calling to himself a people. And he's doing things in the background we may not even know. In one of the devotionals that I have, I remember reading on there, it says, how can we know that God is a deliverer if we don't go through something he can deliver us from? How can we know that God is a healer if we don't need healing? How can we know that God is a provider if we don't need his provision? So I just want to encourage you all, no matter how difficult the circumstances of life we're in, no matter what 2021 will bring us, we can fully trust and be confident in the fact that God Almighty has got us in his mighty hands, because his purpose and his will for us is perfect. The God who loves us so much, he took the penalty of death on the cross, the penalty of death that we deserve. He took that upon himself, but he rose again from the dead, and he lives forever, so that one day we can also partake of eternal life with him. I have so many verses in the Bible that I love, but I particularly love the ones that when the Lord assert his power and his might, just like in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And we know the answer to that. There's absolutely nothing too hard for the Lord. And so I hope that we will all remember what Paul the Apostle counseled and wished for the Romans in his epistle for the Romans. We all know that the Romans had very, very tough tyranny, challenging time at that time. 2020 does not compare to what the Romans experienced, the pioneer Christians experienced. And Paul the Apostle said in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, that we should be rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing steadfastly in prayer. And so I have nothing else to give to the Lord but a grateful heart. And as a family, we just want to exalt his name, bless his name, and to God be all the glory and all the honor now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. I'm back. When one is sick and feel helpless, we can do nothing less but pray to God. When I was sick in November of COVID, in my agonizing moment, I cried out to the Lord for help. And every night that time in the second week of November, my condition is turning into worse. But every night, I always pray. One night, on November 13, I prayed out to the Lord loudly. And I asked him to help me, to heal me, to comfort me. There was a silence of assurance at that time, at that night. And in my mind, I could feel that the Lord is talking to me too. I feel the Spirit within me. And in my mind, the Lord tells me that I will cleanse all your disease and I will heal you. Read Psalm 41:3. The Lord tells me, and you will be surprised. I do not know what is Psalm 41, verse 3. I do not know what is it. So I get the Bible and read it. And it said, the Lord sustained him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. And I share this to my family, what the Lord tells me. And on that night, I feel calm, I feel relaxed, and assured that the Lord will heal me. Also on that night, I asked my family to call an ambulance to bring me to the hospital. And paramedics came on that night, put an oxygen on me, and brought me to the hospital. While in the hospital, although my body is weak, my spirit is telling me that everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. They conducted a series of blood tests on me. And after 2 days, the doctor in charge told me that we have to extract blood from you. You have a blood disorder. And then the nurse came and put a needle on my left arm to draw blood. I closed my eyes and I cried. And I told to myself, this is it. This is what the Lord is telling me to cleanse all my disease. They took blood from me every day. My bandages of blood from my body. And after 5 days of staying in the hospital, they discharged me to recover it at home. But the extraction of blood does not end. Before Christmas, I went again to the hospital to extract blood from me. And it happened 4 days in January of this year. On January 13, I reported again to the hospital. They took some series of blood tests. And after that, the hematologist talked to me. And he said, Mr. Rodriguez, you're pretty in good shape now. You're okay. Before I went home, I jumped for joy. And I said to the Lord, Lord, thank you. You never failed me. And back home, I shared this story to my family. And even told to my family that, why is it that when I was in the hospital, I was very calm and relaxed? And my wife told me, because at that time, when you were in the hospital, all of us knelt down and pray. It's the prayer that helps us, believing in Him, that He will heal us. The Lord allows me to be confined in the hospital for a reason. It may not be a COVID. He wants to cleanse all my disease, my body. And now I feel okay. And I'm back. The Lord loves me. He never fails me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
And Christelle and Miller, you have encouraged us. You have encouraged us because you have reminded us of what God can do and what he has done for you, he can do for us. So thank you very much for taking time to express your gratitude to the Lord and to share with us what he has done for you. I pray that all those who are listening were encouraged, because we all who are in the building were really encouraged. So we thank you and we thank God for you. And may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you.